This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. Psalm 9, verse 1. It's Thanksgiving Day, November 25th, A.D. 2021. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A court in Nepal convicted a pastor of evangelism on Monday and sent him to prison. Pastor Keshav Raj Acharya was first arrested in 2020 after a video surfaced of him saying that people could be healed from the coronavirus through prayer. Pastor Acharya could face up to 5 years in prison. Also, our Worldview correspondent in Nepal told us that the country is having another census, which occurs every 10 years. Christians are concerned because the new census lists Hindu as the default religion for all respondents. This will allow the government to inflate the number of Hindus in the country and make new laws to limit religious freedom. Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in Nepal, which is listed 34th on the Open Doors World Watch List of nations, where it is most difficult to be a Christian. 1 Peter 4, verse 14 says, "If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you." The Global State of Democracy 2021 report found 161 countries, or 98% of nations worldwide, placed some form of restriction on the freedoms of association and assembly in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. 82% of countries continue to do so. And over 80% of countries also restricted freedom of religion during the pandemic by banning religious gatherings or restricting their size and duration. Now, 41% of countries continue to restrict freedom of religion. Meanwhile, in the U.S., the Beckett Fund released their third annual Religious Freedom Index on Americans' perspectives of religious liberty. The report found that America scored 68 out of 100 this year, up from 67 in 2019 and 66 in 2020. 63% of respondents said that parents are the primary educators of their children and should be free to opt their children out of elements of public school curriculum that they find morally objectionable. Most Americans also said houses of worship provide essential services during the COVID-19 pandemic. And 79% of respondents said that gatherings at houses of worship for religious purposes should be considered essential. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed four COVID-19-related bills last week in Brandon, Florida. The laws begin the process of separating the state from the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, the federal agency that has been pushing Biden's COVID shot mandate. The laws also require employers to allow medical and religious exemptions from the shot. Listen to DeSantis articulate his vision to protect Floridians from the COVID mandates and lockdowns.
We provide protections for people. No nurse, no firefighter, no police officer, no trucker, no anybody should lose their job because of these COVID jabs. Yes. And that's what we're doing. We're making sure that people have a right to earn a living, people have a right to have protections in their place of employment, and that parents have protections to be able to direct the upbringing of their kids. If you look at what we're doing today, Florida is leading. This is the strongest piece of legislation that's been enacted anywhere in the country.
Chemical abortions are not only dangerous for unborn babies, they are also dangerous for pregnant mothers. A new study by the Charlotte Lozier Institute found that the rate of abortion-related emergency room visits following a chemical abortion increased over 500% from 2002 through 2015. Over the same period, chemical abortions have increased from 4% to 34% of total abortions. Unbelievably, the study comes out as the FDA considers removing restrictions on the abortion pill. Wisdom says in Proverbs 8, verse 36, "But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death." Inflation and supply chain shortages appear to have finally caught up with Dollar Tree. The company announced Tuesday it will raise prices from $1 to $1.25 for most products. It was one of the last dollar store chains to actually be a dollar store. Back in 1986, when Dollar Tree started, a dollar was worth about $2.50 in today's money. And finally, SpaceX launched a probe yesterday for NASA's Planetary Defense Initiative to combat incoming asteroids. Remarkably, the spacecraft is headed toward an asteroid 6 million miles away that poses no threat to Earth. Scientists plan for the spacecraft to ram into the asteroid at 15,000 miles per hour and see if it knocks the rock off course. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thanksgiving Day, November 25th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.